Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm here with Michelle from the Four Seasons Cookery Academy, a very well-respected nutritionist, to talk about various topics and how certain foods can help us to feel so much better. Oh, Michelle, what are you going to be talking to us about today?
Oh, hi, Maggie. Today I'm going to talk about shingles.
All right.
Shingles, everybody, is a really painful, for those of you that have had it, incredibly painful ailment. Some people can have it once or twice. And I just hope that through this little podcast, we can help you feel a little bit better. Because you're going to hear me say time and time again that actually food is medicine. And it is. That doesn't mean that we disregard medical help. It means that we use it alongside to help you fight. So one of the things that I find really useful for people that have had shingles or suffering with it is honey.
Oh.
And honey is absolutely brilliant, preferably a Manuka honey. Now, you don't have to pay a lot of money for Manuka honey.
What is it?
Manuka honey comes from the Manuka bush in New Zealand.
Right.
So you can get it in various strengths. It can be very, very, very expensive. But you can get a reasonably good one in some supermarkets for about £7 a jar. So that is very, very good. Or even better is a locally sourced honey. So, and you know, now one of our beekeepers on the Isle of Wight, you know, they'll be happy to point you in the right direction. So honey is very, very good. You know, you can put that into some warm water with a little bit of lemon. You can squeeze it onto your porridge, however you want to take it.
All right.
But I would suggest taking it at least twice a day in the initial stages.
Mm-hmm.
Beetroot, very, very good. Either fresh, baked or pickled. It doesn't matter how you enjoy your beetroot. Beetroot's very, very good. As are peppers and preferably the red pepper.
Oh.
So again, if you think about your colours there, your deep colours, absolutely brilliant. Celery. Now, I know people have either a love-hate relationship with celery.
It's a bit like Marmite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. But celery is very, very good as well. Cucumber and ginger. Ginger, very, very good.
Oh.
And again, you can just add that, you know, a nice piece of ginger cake, actually, with a cup of tea. But that's very, very soothing. Cranberry, fresh or juice, but mm-hmm. please not from concentrate because that's been messed around with.
Oh.
So cranberry, fresh if you possibly can. Bananas, absolutely perfect. And again, a banana every couple of days will really help. And you can have that again. You can have it mashed. I don't know if many of your listeners will remember that going back a few decades ago, a mashed banana sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely delicious. Bananas are brilliant. Nuts, and in particular almonds, are extra especially good. But dear listeners, we're not talking about your salted, roasted, if you don't mind terribly. We're talking about, you know, just your bog standard,
mm-hmm.
unadulterated nuts. Garlic and red onions. Again, we could put those into your dishes. Now, whole grains, again, your breads and your rice. So trying to steer clear of your heavily processed white bread. But your whole grains, your bread and your rice, sweet potatoes. And I've put here on my little list I'm reading from because I wouldn't remember all of this off by heart.
Mm-hmm.
But sweet potatoes, I've put plus, 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 plus. And again, it's the colour of them as well. Absolutely brilliant. Kale, unless, of course, somebody's on warfarin, in which case we wouldn't be taking kale. Broccoli.
Oh, it has an effect, does it?
Yes, it does. It reduces the efficacy of your warfarin.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Broccoli. So again, we've got those deep colours. So we've had the deep colours of your peppers and your beetroot. Now
yep.
we've got the deep colours of your kale and your broccoli.
Right.
Cayenne pepper. This really does help, and studies have proven this to work. So going back to your honey, you might have a nice hot honey drink and add in a sprinkling of cayenne pepper.
Right.
Peri-peri. It's my favourite. Anybody who knows me well knows that peri-peri is one of my top, top favourites. And again, just scatter it. You know, you can make a marinade of it with olive oil, a little bit of garlic, and your peri-peri. It's absolutely delicious.
Okay.
Turkey. So we're looking at the lean proteins here, and that you can get some wonderful fillets these days, lean fillets. Your oily fish, which would be mackerel or salmon.
Right.
So it might be a nice fresh salmon fillet, which they don't take long to cook, do they, Maggie? Just,
no.
you know, a little flash in the pan, or your mackerel. Delicious.
They don't take long either, do they?
No, they don't. No. Not at all. Absolutely not. Could even be a smoked mackerel, actually, at this stage, because you need to take care of yourselves, dear listeners. And actually, if you are just really enjoying your smoked mackerel, have it with a nice piece of whole grain toast, mind you.
Yes.
Your eggs also are very good. They help a lot. So omelettes, scrambled, frittata, however you enjoy them. Chia seeds are wonderful. They're anti-inflammatory, tiny little pinprick dots, and they're anti-inflammatory. They've got omega 3 and 6, and you can scatter those over your porridge, over your yogurt, however you enjoy them. They're very, very good, full of protein.
Good.
So now these are the foods that we really want to add. But obviously there are some foods that at this stage in the proceedings we don't want too much of, because we're trying to get that inflammation and that nerve pain reduced.
Yep.
So if we can, during this period of time, avoid fried foods, salt, soft drinks. So any kind of fizzy thing, any fizzy drinks, just try and avoid them this time, because they just add to the inflammation.
Right.
Sugary foods, so your cakes and your biscuits. Mm-hmm. I did mention a nice slice of ginger cake, but that's slightly different as opposed to, and bacon, again, because bacon's very salty and full of nitrates. So it's just those few little things to avoid if we possibly can, just while we're repairing.
So they don't help with the reducing the inflammation?
No, they will add to it.
They'll make it worse?
Yeah.
Right.
And anybody, I'm very fortunate, Maggie, I've never had shingles, but I know the people who have, the pain is meant to be absolutely unbelievable.
I imagine it is. And it's nerve endings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that we want to really reduce and lessen as much as we can.
Yes.
And I also feel, although there's no study on this, but just chatting with my lovely clients who have had shingles and taking case histories, it appears that citrus fruits and raw tomatoes can sometimes exacerbate the condition.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, just being a little bit careful if we can.
I suppose it's the acid, isn't it? Must have some sort of effect, doesn't it? There's acid in tomatoes and in citrus fruits, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think anything that you, at the moment, you just want to be very, very kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other thing is about resting and trying to take your mind off the pain when it's there, doing, you know, some deep breathing exercises, and just trying to talk yourself through it, as opposed to just going with it, as opposed to fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would like to say, dear listeners, please, is the minute you feel that you are starting the shingles, get hold of your local GP or 111, because there are medications, antivirals, that if you get them into your system quite quickly after diagnosis, that can lessen your bout of shingles.
Interesting.
But take care, everybody, please. And I hope you find this useful.
Well, thank you, Michelle. That was brilliant. By the way, Michelle has said that if you would like a fact sheet on the subject you've just been listening to, completely free of charge, if you go to her website, which is cookeryacademy.co.uk, she will sort you out. Thank you, Michelle, and hopefully be back soon with some more topics.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.